Talk to me in a lighter tone. We can work on it. And you can hear me sing. I bleed through my skin as I should. I want you to do as you do, as it works for me. Or at least I think it does. Whoa! And I can't handle it.
WBT presents Green Eggs and Jam, an improvisational jam session that occurs every other Tuesday at the Shisha Cafe and Hookah Lounge. The next one will be on Tuesday, February 23rd from 7 to 10 p.m. All musicians, comedians, poets, and spectators are welcome to attend. For more information, you can search Green Eggs N, as in the letter N, Jam on Facebook. That was Metz with Spit You Out, and before that was Sun Club with Repulsive on Chocolate. Coming up next, I'm going to play Fiddlar with West Coast, and then after that, maybe Waves or Titus Andronicus. But if you have any requests, I can change that. Give me a call at 540-231-9888. Once again, the number to call is 540-231-WUVT. Here's Fiddlar.
Screaming out. just again too late. I know the world's a scary place. That's why I hide behind a hairy face. The devil's trying to explain it away. The devil started it in the first place. Nobody answers for me now. Nobody else's job to figure out. Why I'm scared to open up my mouth. Well, there's so many things I can't allow. It's probably easier just to eat at home. Better rush away until I'm all alone. Then I stop myself until I explode.
Right now, it is coming down.
Every 2 seconds, a person in the United States needs blood. Do your part by giving blood at your local Red Cross blood drive. One donation can help save the lives of 3 human beings. Visit redcrossblood.org for more information and to find a blood drive near you. You're listening to WUVT. I've got about 15 minutes left in my show. We just listened to The Evens with Timothy Wright, and before that, Axa Abraxas with Ryan Mikulek, and before that, some Ty Segall. Coming up next, we're going to listen to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Dig Lazarus Dig, and then after that, some new Ty Segall, because the man can't stop releasing albums, apparently. And then after that, I don't know. If you have any requests for the last 15 minutes of my show, give me a call at 540-231-9888. Once again, the number to call is 540-231-WUBT. After that, news and then some jazz.
Up in the autumn branches, built from nothing but high hopes and thin air. He collected up some baby blasted mothers, they took their chances, and for a while they lived quite happily up there. He came from New York City, man, but he couldn't take the pace, and thought it was like a dog-eat-dog world. And he went to San Francisco, spent a year in outer space with a sweet little San Franciscan girl. I can hear my mother wailing and a whole lot of scraping of chairs. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. He had to get out of there. And San Francisco, well, I don't know. and then to LA, where he spent about a day. He thought even the pale sky stars were smart enough to keep well away from LA. Meanwhile, Larry made up names for the ladies, like Miss Boo and Miss Quick. He stockpiled weapons and took pot shots in the air. He feasted on their lovely bodies like a lunatic and wrapped himself up in their soft yellow hair. I can hear chants and incantations, and some guy is mentioning me in his prayers. Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. Francisco, LA, I don't know. But Larry grew increasingly neurotic and obscene. I mean, he never asked to be raised up from the tomb. I mean, no one ever actually asked him to forsake his dreams. Anyway, to cut a long story short, fame finally found him. Mirrors became his torturers. Cameras snapped him at every chance. The women all went back to their homes and their husbands with secret smiles in the corners of their mouths. He ended up, like so many of them do, back in the streets of New York City, in a soup queue, a dope fiend, a slave, then prison, then the madhouse, then the grave. Oh, poor Larry. But what do we really know of the dead, and who actually cares? Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on.
Yourself, rise, just keep 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 yourself, rise, Blacksburg drops criminal questions and job applications, legendary author Harper Lee passes away, and President Obama sanctions North Korea. All that plus sports and weather on today's 5 o'clock news break, WUVT 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Billy Parvatan. Job applications in Blacksburg will no longer ask criminal history questions. The town council made this decision after meeting for a January 19th work session. Officials thought that such questions could result in discrimination against candidates who would otherwise be qualified for a certain job. Blacksburg Mayor Ron Rorden was complimentary of this change, saying, quote, "We think it will send a message that Blacksburg is a progressive community that wants to hire the best qualified candidates for positions with the town," end quote. However, background checks will still